When taken, it will turn around upon the hunters and attack them furiously till it is brought down. Dr. Moffat, in his book called Missionary Labours in South Africa, describes the method of the wild bushman in hunting the ostrich. A native is dressed with the skin and feathers of one of these birds, and thus disguised, he goes near to a flock of ostriches. He mimics the real bird by pecking on the ground and shaking his feathers. He trots and walks along until he gets within bow shot, and then he shoots a poisoned arrow at one of the flock and generally succeeds in taking his prey. He trots and walks along until he gets within bow shot, then he shoots a poisoned arrow at one of the flock and generally succeeds in taking his prey. A traveller relates that at a French factory on the River Niger, he once saw a young ostrich so tame that it let a little black boy mount on its back. No sooner did it feel the weight of the boy than it set off. At first it moved at a sharp trot, and then it stretched out its wings and ran with the fleetness of a racehorse round the village. The ostrich is chiefly valued for the beautiful white feathers of its wings and tail. The young reader may not know that the crest of the Prince of Wales is formed of three ostrich feathers, with a motto meaning, "I serve." The origin of this is said to have been as follows. The King of Bohemia, who was slain at the Battle of Crecy in year 1346, wore this crest and motto. These were assumed by his conqueror, Edward, Prince of Wales, known as the Black Prince, and have been worn ever since by the heir to the British crown.